Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the bonus episode. We love a bonus. We've only been doing it for not that many months, but it's really coming
good
across
English,
well.
We've only been doing it for not that many months. Sometimes we do, we don't.
We've only been doing it for a few months, but it's coming across well, I think. I think people are liking it.
Yeah, we enjoy it because it makes us feel better about our own lives. Welcome to the bonus episode. I will be swearing as usual. If you don't like that, go f*** yourself. I have been sort of fondling a beer because I'm tempted by it at this point because I feel drained. So I may crack one open for the first time in a little while. This is obviously the bonus episode, which means this is Thursday. You'll be able to watch this on YouTube on Sunday. You will be able to watch Monday's episode on YouTube tomorrow because we come out on a Monday, a Thursday, a Friday, and a Sunday. Lovely. Make sure you rate, review, do all that sort of stuff. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, SnappyC, and YouTube. This being the bonus episode, it is mostly about all of you, so we need to hear from you. So if you have got stories for us that you want us to read out, remember, make them interesting, then email stayingrelevant@insanityhq.com. And also, I know we keep going on about it, but we are going on tour. We don't like to talk about it too much, and we haven't mentioned it that much at all, though we are doing this morning, where we will be talking about the tour specifically.
Yeah,
but there is an opportunity for you to win some tickets if you haven't already gotten by sending us a shameful story that we are going to use on tour. You will be coming on stage with Sam and I so that we can all laugh at your misfortunes. And trust me, it's more fun than it sounds. And if you would like to win tickets, then email the best shameful story you have to stayingrelevant@insanityhq.com. And the best ones, we are going to pick some winners to come and join us.
And it's going to be a real, real hoot. You're going to enjoy it. If you get tickets, you're going to love it.
It's going to go one way or the other. It's either going to be the best night of your life or one that you would rather forget. And I imagine that's going to be the same for Sam. It's probably going to be the best nights and the best time of his life, and probably the 2 weeks I would rather forget.
But it's going to be a 2 weeks that we will always cherish. Always.
One of us will cherish.
It's going to be great. Come
on. So, welcome to the bonus episode. So, the bonus episode is always about you, but we are selfish. And quite a lot of the bonus episodes recently have also been about us because we think we are far more interesting than you. So, this week's is something that I really feel like we should mention because we are very proud of Sam on Staying Relevant. We weren't before the jungle, but since jungle, he has been just leapfrogging people in the industry left, right and centre with his lack of talent and luck. But
throwing morning TV into chaos
and doing all sorts of things. But we celebrate Sam. We celebrate him because he's our idiot more than anyone else's. Sam has made another dream come true for himself. So Sam made his dreams come true by being on I'm a Celeb, which is his favourite show ever. Not just going on it, but winning it. But Sam also had another dream as a young man.
Yeah.
Something that he's always wanted to do. And we've spoken about numerous times. You may have seen it in the press, but I think it is at this point we should congratulate Sam on being part of the England team for Soccer Aid.
Yes! Come on, baby, now, you motherfuckers!
Yes, come on, baby, you motherfuckers. Now, if you know Sam and you follow his accounts, you may not have followed his slightly underrated account, Sam T Footy. but Sam is a massive football fan, a big Chelsea fan, season ticket holder at Chelsea, and has always wanted to do soccer. We've spoken about years because they generally use the cream of the crop and the best people from all sorts of walks of life, actors, Hollywood actors, musicians, amazing people on TV. And this year, they have a new superstar within their ranks, and that is Samuel Robert de Courcy Thompson. Although I know Sam is a big football fan, I cannot imagine Sam playing football, but he has repeatedly in previous years informed me that he's very good.
I am really good.
So watch out for Sam, who thinks he's very, very good, play football. How excited are you?
I can't fucking wait. It's at Stamford Bridge, which I'm a massive Chelsea
fan. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, and it's at Stamford Bridge
Lampard's
as well.
Frank Lampard's my manager.
Frank Lampard's your manager. You've got Eden Hazard, who you're playing against.
I know.
Which is fucking like a dream come true. Is he not one of your favourite fucking Chelsea
players
ever?
He's one of my favourite Chelsea players ever. It's going to be the sickest thing ever. Oh my God, I saw Stephen Bartlett. I gave him a hug. Oh, I saw
There's Hollywood people.
Jill Scott. She's a lioness, cool. Yeah. And she actually won the jungle as well the year before I did.
Oh,
she was
really, alumni. Really cool.
Alumni, yeah. So we had a hug.
Did you talk about your jungle experiences? Did you go high queen and she went high king?
Sort of, actually, yeah, a little bit.
Nice.
And then I also saw Tommy Fury. I saw Tommy. I'd never met him before. Saw him. We didn't say much because he was doing his photos at the time. And then you get carted out. And so I literally went in, oh, hi, mate. And he went, you're right, mate. And that was it. But it was cool. We spoke. And
what a solid interaction.
Yeah, but he's quite a big celeb. So that was cool. But Stephen Bartlett gave me a hug. And he's got a big team around him. So it's hard to get in there.
I mean, I was hoping for more than Bartlett.
Well, yeah, but you only
in previous years, you've had fucking Michael Sheen.
No, but none of them were in my segment. Right, so you all go in and do your photos.
Oh, so they do it like they do in shows where they do the NBC
exactly.
cast.
And yeah. You're, I'm in the D team, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was so cool, man. And I just can't wait to get on that pitch.
So you've done obviously the press stuff, haven't started,
haven't started training. We start training at the back end of May, I think.
Back end of May, so you haven't done any training, you've only met a couple of people.
Yeah.
Are you going to be doing any sort of, because you haven't played for a while.
I haven't played for years.
For years and years. But as he's mentioned repeatedly, and I'm going to keep saying it, Sam has told us he's brilliant.
So I actually...
So you're expecting to score. What's your position?
Well, I asked whether I could be a winger, but I think that's what a lot of people want, where a lot of people want to play. So I'm going to have to show my, what I've got in training. Apparently training's proper hardcore. You can't fuck around. It's a proper training session that you do every single time. And I DM'd Tom Grennan and went, hey man, we're the same team.
Well, Tom...
He didn't reply.
So Tom is a friend of, I was going to say ours.
Yeah, I think it might just be yours.
Currently mine. But he's won man of the match for the last couple of years. He's a fucking great player. Are you better than Tom Grennan?
No, Tom Grennan's unbelievable.
No, he's really, but you are brilliant, as you've repeatedly told us. So
on Wednesday, I went, mate, we're on the same team. Soccer Aid, baby. I'm so excited. Not even red.
Yeah.
Not even red.
God, that's going to make changing room awkward.
Guess who we're playing against?
The rest of the world.
Roman Kemp.
Oh, yes, I saw this. And because it is a bit weird how they do it now, because obviously you can only get a certain amount. It's an English-based fucking show, so you can only... Filling up the England team's quite easy. But the rest of the world has a lot of English people in. So Roman Kemp's got an American passport.
If you've lived in other places, yeah.
Oh, so you lived in South Africa. So
But I don't have a South African passport.
Who else is on the rest of the world?
Rest of the world.
Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt's fucking class. Eden Hazard, obviously. I think Jermaine Defoe's on my team, who you know actually a little bit.
Yes. I do.
I think Roberto Carlos is kicking about. Yeah, mate, dude, it's a sick team. It's going to be really, really
And
cool.
You're going to meet Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams is going to be there. He's on Rest of the World.
Yeah, is he on Rest of the World?
He's on Rest of the World. Yeah. And so I've got Frank Lampard and Harry Redknapp as both managers.
Oh, that's a good one, Harry Redknapp.
Yeah, and then Rest of the World manager is Pochettino, who's a shit manager because he's Chelsea manager, and I really don't like what he's doing with the team. So if I get a chance, I'm going to be like,
this
what
isn't Sam T Footy. Move on.
Yeah, okay, fine. And it's just super cool. Man, I can't wait. Paddy McGuinness is on our team.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to try and make friends with these guys.
So prepare yourselves for Bellew Part 2.
Yeah, it's great.
Sam goes to these shows and he forces people to be their best friends. So I imagine on the back of this, we will have some sort of new bromance that Sam has developed with someone. Because as soon as he starts saying no, he forgets.
where his bread's buttered.
Forgets about me, but then comes crawling back the minute he starts ruining daytime TV shows. I expect a couple of months of Sam talking about all these new fucking Hollywood friends.
But Pete's going to be there.
Well, yes. I mean, I have never been asked to play in Soccer Aid. However, I have been asked to do the phones on a number of occasions. However, this year, I've never wanted to do the phones based on the fact that my telephone voice and general demeanour is probably quite off-putting.
Especially when you're trying to get money out of people.
Yes, give me money. Now. Or I will send the boys round. I don't think that's the kind of vibe that they want. However, this year, I am going to be going to support Sam. And actually, when they announced who was doing Soccer Aid, I believe you have the most comments of anyone, because listeners of this podcast and everyone will know, because you've spoken about it so many times, that you've wanted to do this for so long. So for a minute, I'll be nice and say I'm very proud of you.
Oh, thanks, man.
I hope you do amazingly well, and I hope you are as brilliant as you say, because if you are not, I am going to tear you a new arsehole.
Do you know what, as well? We've invited Pete to training.
I am potentially going to go and have a look at training. I have played in charity games, never anything obviously as big as this, before. And I stopped because I played in two charity games and was sent off in both. Fact. Because mentality-wise, they're sort of friendly. They're competitive, but they're sort of friendly. It is for charity. So ignoring the ball and taking people's kneecaps out is not the sort of thing you're supposed to do in charity games. So I won't be involved in the training, because the chances are I will break someone accidentally who's important. So I won't be doing any of that.
We are, I think we're getting accreditation.
We're trying, yeah. So, and when Sam says he's getting me accreditation, it worries me, because much like the Brits, much like the NTAs, the chances are I'll turn up.
You brought your photographer.
And won't be allowed in. So,
to the training pitch.
Who knows? And then it'll just look like I'm a fan of Sam.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
But I am a fan of you. I'm excited for you, mate.
Do you know what? A really quick one as well, actually. Kind of what Pete said there as well. But like, I look at all the comments. I care so much about what you guys think. And like, loads of people are commenting being like, oh, this is amazing. Like, we've heard you talking about it on the podcast. And I just think that's so cool how like people from the podcast are actually like on this journey with us. And I just absolutely love it. It's so awesome.
They're on this journey with you, because I'm at a red light currently in my career. The traffic lights have broke. And I'm not sure whether to go and risk it or not, because I'm not sure if they're broke. Well, you know when you're at the traffic lights for ages and you think, are they working? I don't know, because they're the temporary
ones. And you start
ones.
Flashing them
and
with your light.
And you start flashing, you think, I don't know, and you just start creeping forward. That's kind of where I'm at. I'm not sure whether to go for it or just wait. Whereas Sam has arrived at destination successful, and I'm still on the path to semi-respectable.
Do you know what, Pete? There's a really funny thing. So there are... It's quite ruthless. So there is a story about someone who got put on and then he got subbed off 5 minutes later. And that's your game done. You can't come on again. So it's literally, you get brought on, and if you're shit, they hook you straight away and you get like 5 minutes.
I don't want to put pressure on you, but what I would really like to see, especially based on the fact that you are brilliant, is I would like to see you as a starter.
Oh, I don't have to start.
But more importantly, I would really like you to score.
No, and mate, there's no way I'm going to score. No one scores.
But, well, I don't know, because...
Well, Tom Grennan scores.
Not just Tom Grennan. From
Kem set an ace.
Kem scores, I think he's the highest scorer.
He's an unbelievable footballer.
He's, well, yeah.
I'm nowhere near as good as Kem.
Okay, well, okay, because... You know,
I'm just happy to be there.
Yeah,
I'm
you're happy to be there.
I get to sit on the bench.
But at this point, what I do think you need to do is celebration-wise, if you do score, I think...
I already know what it is.
Yeah, I do think that you should have a Staying Relevant T-shirt.
No. I've got a Pete Wicks face that I'm going to imprint on a singlet vest. And if I score, I'm taking it off over the head, Pete Wicks right there, front and centre. I've already told everyone.
Don't want to be part of it.
Yeah. And then I'm going to crack a beer and feed it to you.
In your belly button, yeah. Where my mouth is. But yeah, mate, good luck.
Well, you're going to be there. You're going to be front and centre. I'm going to get Pete in the pit, which is right at the front.
Thank you. I'm not that fucking bad at sports that I don't know where we're talking about here.
Okay. In the pit?
The dugout.
The dugout, yeah. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, listen, very excited for you, mate. There will be updates along the way because it's a few months off, so we'll hear about his training sessions and all the rest of it. But yeah, just a little celebration moment for Sam.
Do you know what we're going to try and do as well? Get some of the people on the pod.
And we said we were going to do this for a lot of the people from the jungle. And we did manage Tony and Marvin through relentless pestering.
Yeah.
If we can get other people on the pod, that would be great. Stay away from the ones that we don't want.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Much like the jungle, there was several there that we weren't interested in.
I'm going for Tommy Fury.
Well, look, I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you're happy.
I get to be a sub.
Let's just hope that you don't plunge Soccer Aid into chaos like you did this morning. fingers crossed, eh?
One can only hope.
Fingers crossed. Flying down the wing is Dosh Man.
Oh, and he's just broken Eden Hazard's leg. Sweet.
Boo. Oh, actually, just one other. What number would you like?
25. I already know it. Yeah.
Why 25?
It's Gianfranco Zola, my favourite ever Chelsea player's number.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay.
Setting the standards
quite high there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, that's a little celebration moment for Sam.
Thanks, Pete.
That's all right. I love you, man. Right, listener stories, because this is the bonus episode. It's supposed to be about you. So prepare yourselves now. Reading for you today from Danny is King of the Jungle, Soccer Aid star, and this morning, Dosh Man, Samuel Robert de Courcy Thompson.
From Danny, with two N's, actually, which I thought was kind of cool.
And standard on a lot of Danny's when it's a lady.
Oh, is it a lady?
Yes.
Okay, fine. How do you know that?
Because it's spelt with an I, and I don't know any men that are Danny with an I,
right, okay.
And Ollie with a Y. Okay. It may be.
From Danny. Hi, Sam and Pete. Hi, Danny.
She can't hear you.
Yeah.
I know you do this every time.
Okay.
But you're just reading what she's saying. We don't... Yeah?
I love the podcast. Have been a listener from the start. Can't wait to see you on tour. She's coming to tour. Coming to Plymouth from Essex as I couldn't get tickets to London. So excited to hear things from the vault.
Oh, God. Well,
we just thrown one of them in there.
There's been a fair few from today, let me tell you. Also, I just on a note, because you won't know how far that is, I don't think. I have done the drive and the travel from Essex to Plymouth, and that is a fucking mission. So that's dedication.
It is.
Thank you.
Me and Pete are sharing a tour bus down to Plymouth.
That's also dedication.
So I'm coming on tour, coming to Plymouth from Essex, couldn't get tickets to London, so excited to hear things from the vault. I remember being a spa therapist at a hotel spa in Redacted by Production.
So that's not a village where Sam will go and do one of his how many hugs can we get in a minute. Redacted by Production just means that we've taken it out.
Oh,
so
right,
we don't know the location.
Okay, cool. This is the thing. I sometimes read things and I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's very close to Stamford Lee Hope, Redacted by Production.
I remember being a spa therapist at a hotel spa in a place that's been redacted by production. I probably won't mention that bit.
No, just, I remember being a spa therapist at a hotel spa.
Oh, okay, cool.
Just leave it there.
I remember being a spa therapist at a hotel spa. I was only young at the time and I had a guest in for a full body massage. And when I came to massage her legs, I saw a bit of thread from the towels. Oh, she's on a period. As it was a 5-star and luxury, this wasn't allowed. So I pulled, not hard, the thread and quickly realised this was in fact her tampon string. Told you. To say I nearly died is an understatement. We carried on the treatment and never mentioned a word. I was so embarrassed, and it taught me a lesson not to assume anything because you never know what it could be. My question is, should I have addressed this as a professional, or is it best if it goes in my personal vault and should never be spoken about again? Is it just a funny accident, or truly as horrific as I believe it to be? Love you guys, from Danny.
Before we start, absolutely love this story. Be a Danny, not a cat. But also, the question, my question is, should I have addressed this as a professional? Why would you ask us that? For a start, what are your thoughts and feelings?
I love it.
The tampon tug, as we are now calling it.
The thing is, I don't have a vagina, so I can only imagine what it feels to
just
have...
Just in case anyone was wondering, I'm glad that we finally cleared that up, because I know it's been on your minds for a long time if you've been a long-term listener. 18 months you've listened to this, and you've all been worrying about whether or not Sam is in fact...
Well, I have no idea what it feels like to have something pulled from under you.
Anything to do with periods, this is when Sam comes into his own and needs his own vault. We call it the period vault, because Sam is very fascinated by this whole scenario. So firstly, I don't think the problem is how it feels for someone. I think the embarrassment of the fact that someone has just tugged a tampon.
No, but my point being is that if she hasn't felt it, I just pretend it never happened. My favourite thought, Pete, is this. Imagine, right? So it's completely silent, right? And he pulled it out, and she's like probably whipped it as well, right? She's got a bit of wrist action, go whoosh, like that, and then being like, "Oh my god!" So she dropped it, right? My favourite thing is that woman has been lying there like this, and they both know, and she's like, "You've just pulled my tampon out," and it's just silent. The silent is the best humour I've ever seen in my life.
Listen, the first thing that I think of when it comes to this is at that point when you've tongued out and you're holding said tampon, where did it go? The reaction, why was there no reaction? If that had happened to you, I imagine there would be a reaction where you'd go, oh, or something, so that it has to be spoken. Well, like, do you know what I mean? It sort of has to be spoken about, not just, we'll just pretend it never happened.
This is my favourite thing.
That, I think, is what makes
it
weird.
But do you know what I really like? I guaranteed a girl who was receiving the massage probably thought to herself, oh, this is probably something that has to be done because of, like, it's the massage, and, like, she's probably pulled out of authority. Do you know what I mean? She's pulled it out with pizzazz, and she's literally been like, what? That's gone. And so the girl's like, oh, there we go. Okay, fair enough. We're probably not allowed it in.
Listen, I think this is a funny accident. Obviously, it's an accident. You didn't mean to...
Would you address it?
I think the weirdest part is that it wasn't addressed.
Okay, Pete, right. I am the girl who's getting the massage. You've just whipped my tampon out. Go.
I am so sorry. I think is the start of that. I thought it was that. I think you have to explain.
And I go, what are you sorry?
Because otherwise, it's even weirder.
So you're saying I'm really sorry.
I'm just so sorry. You just have to be open. Like, you just have to explain.
Would you put
that.
It back in?
No, but this is why I was just about to say, at this point, the only thing that could make this worse is if you tried to put it back in.
I'd probably be like, oh my god, like you said, I probably would mention it and be like, I'm so sorry.
You have
sorry.
To mention it.
I've just pulled out your tampon, and I'd be like, do you want me to just put it back in? And
no.
But then it's down. But then what I'm doing is I'm offering a service, and then she can turn around.
Yeah, but that's
then
the she sort can. Of...
But then it's up to her whether it goes back in or not.
Yes, to insert herself. I don't.
Okay, fine.
Again,
sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Again, we are not the right people to be talking about this at all. But I'm looking around the room, and I believe you probably insert your own tampons, ladies. I don't imagine you have a tampon inserter who does it for you. I feel like for the first time we've uncovered a weakness in the podcast when it comes to dilemmas, which is that Sam and I evidently have absolutely no understanding.
Well, actually, that's not true. I did a job with.
Yes, and I've seen the outtakes of it, Sam. You forget that I watched all of it and the awkwardness around you. So we've uncovered a weakness that ladies, I'm going to just put this to the ladies. We love the dilemmas and the stories. However, we are probably not best placed to...
But we'll try our best.
We are, and we have tried. We have tried, and we've offended everyone in the room. But we currently have three ladies looking at us like we are monsters. But very funny story. Loved it very much. You made it weirder by not mentioning it.
No, I wouldn't have mentioned it. Now I've thought about it, I actually wouldn't mention it.
I think we should move on swiftly.
Brilliant question. Danny, with an I, you are so lovely. And to be honest with you, you're obviously a real legend. You obviously can laugh at yourself. And, you know, it's all gravy.
Anyway, thank you for listening to Staying Relevant, the bonus episode. You'll be able to watch this on Sunday. Remember, you'll be able to watch Monday's episode on YouTube tomorrow, which is Friday. Make sure you keep writing in with all your dilemmas. They don't have to be tampon related. We're open to
other, I really like this one.
Evidently. Make sure you follow us on socials, which is at Staying Relevant Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Snappy C. If you are going to send us some more stories, because we love hearing them, we love doing this bonus episode, then send them to StayingRelevant@insanityhq.com. I am going to leave, and I imagine the three ladies in the room are going to leave to be sick or punch Sam. So we may or may not see you next week.
We love you. Thank you so much. Stay safe. Staying Relevant was an Insanity Studios production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.